Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
United States Marine Corps veteran Dale Weatherall joining us. And Dale is a big part of the Travis Mannion Foundation. And we were just chopping it up during the commercial break, talking about our golf games. We won't bore you to death with that. Here's the recap. We're all pretty bad at it. But it was a good conversation to be had. But let's fry some bigger fish here, because, Dale, you're a United States Marine Corps vet. You served from 1994 to 1999. And this is the second or the third time we're doing this in the last couple of months, and it's just so great because, you know, we talk to you guys a lot at Radiothon in March, but this is something that goes on year-round, 24/7, 365, and your story is fascinating. So tell us how you just kind of got involved with TMF from the jump, and then we'll get into some of your specifics.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. Pleasure to be here, as always. So when I was discharged from active duty, I went right into the corporate world. And, you know, checked a lot of boxes there with regards to the job, the beautiful wife, the house, the kids and all that. But, you know, there was still something there was a bit of a void there. Didn't know it at the time, but, I decided at one point I wanted to run a marathon. So if I was going to do this marathon, I was going to do it for something bigger than just me checking a box or you know, something I wanted to do. So that's how I stumbled across the Travis Mannion Foundation. They were doing a few 9/11 heroes runs throughout the area at the times. And everything that I read said for competitive running, you want to do some sort of race prior to the big day, prior to the marathon. So I found the Travis Mannion Foundation, found the Doylestown 9/11 heroes run. And it's been 12 years since and been actively involved with them since.
We'll get to the 9/11 Heroes Run coming up in September for the 17th annual installment of this great race and this great cause. I'm reading some about, you know, your statistics and what you've accomplished since joining TMF. In 1 year alone, as part of being a CDM mentor, you shared the value of character as you did a tour of 22 schools and community organizations. And last year, you connected with over 600 youth alone. That's a massive accomplishment. I mean, that's a lot to do in a small window of time. That really just illustrates the dedication and the commitment that you provide to what TMF offers.
Yeah, you know, the metrics, when I hear them, you know, at the time, you don't even think about it. It's just, okay, how else can I stay involved? What's the next group I can get in front of? What's the next project we can work on? So it's a passion of mine. It's something that I, you know, really enjoy doing. And TMF makes it easy for veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians to get involved. So
indeed,
enjoy it.
When we think about, you hear the word mentor, and there's mentors for everybody in every walk of life, career mentors, professional, youth mentor, you know, a mentor, it could be a guidance counselor, it could be somebody from your local church. Why is it so important to mentor the next generation from your vantage point?
Yeah, it's really important to continue to mentor them and stay in front of them, because I forget, you know, what president said it, but it's something to the effect of, you know, we're only one generation away from, you know, our freedom not being there. So it's important to instill in that next generation. There is a cost, if you will, for the freedoms that we have. And that comes in the form of service, serving your community, staying engaged, and really embodying, you know, the five words that Travis spoke before his second and last deployment, which is, if not me, then who?
Mm-hmm.
Making sure they understand how to find that if not me moment in everything they do every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's important to stay in front of them and continue the legacies and tell the stories of our fallen heroes so we don't forget.
Right.
That's a key piece of it, making sure we never forget.
It's amazing, too, because we live in a day and age where you see a lot of youth today that are troubled. I think it's bad parenting or a lack of a father-like figure. And I think a father is responsible for many things. But one thing I've always thought that fathers do very well if they're active in their kids' life is instilling discipline. And when I think of discipline, I don't go too far without thinking the military and veteran leadership. Why specifically is mentorship so important for veterans?
You know, I think it comes with the want and the need to continue to serve, right? To continue to have an impact. You know, a lot of veterans, they sign up at a young age and they're put in situations where they're in a leadership position, they're being mentored, and they see how impactful that is in their life. So it's a way to pay it forward. It's a way for them to continue to serve when they take off that uniform, continue to have an impact, and to fill that void or that gap that you may not have when once you get out or separated from the military, and give you that honest opportunity to really engage and have an impact and be that figure that many of us had. I was fortunate where I had a long list of positive role models in my life growing up.
Yep.
A father who served, uncles, grandfathers, World War II, all of that. Not everybody has that. Not every child, youth today have that. So for us to be able to provide that to the ones that don't, it's meaningful. It's helpful.
It's our 1210 WPHT Veteran Spotlight as we honor a veteran on the first Wednesday of every month. Dale Weatherall is with us. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. You can check them out right now, windownation.com, for all your window and door needs. I want to get your thoughts on the race, but just a moment, Bill. We were talking before we went on and started this segment. You know, you talk about what you guys do year-round and all the great offers and the great service, but I think the timing really matters, as you said, because a lot of people go about it and do it at a time of year where it becomes a pain in the butt and very difficult, but you believe this is the time of year that you people should jump on this stuff.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having us, Nick.
Of course, Bill.
Yeah, like we were talking about before we jumped on, a lot of folks wait till the cold weather starts to affect them, till they start to really feel those windows and doors getting drafty. And then when the installations happen, they're dealing with the weather coming in their house. So right now is really a great time to get the work done. Even though I know everybody's juggling a lot in the summertime with vacation and school being out and things like that. But if you can keep it in the front of your mind, if you're having any issues, now's the time to contact us, because it makes the process that much smoother for you.
And I'm actually jotting this down because I will be in the market. So this is actually a learning experience for me, because my timing in life is always the worst.
The worst.
So if I pick it in February, it would probably not be a good idea. So duly noted. So we have the 9/11 Heroes Run coming up, this race series, the 17th annual this September. I remember in 2017 or 2018 in Nashville doing the 3 mile in chains. I believe is that a 5K?
It's a 5K.
And I didn't do any training for it, but it was tough. So, you know, if you only do a mile a day, 3 days a week on the treadmill, and then you try to do a 5K, it's not easy. Tell us a little bit about this and also what you have to do to kind of get yourself ready for something like this.
Sure. So 9/11 Heroes Run started in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. After Travis passed away, the family really wanted to do something in his honor. So a small little race in Doylestown, I believe the first year there were about 250 participants, has now grown into, I think last year we had 90 locations throughout the nation and thousands of runners. So it goes to tell you or show you the impact that just one person, one thought, one idea can have. And, how it can spread. So it is a 5K. It's coined as the 9/11 Heroes Run, race 5K. But I always like to kind of rebrand that as a community event, because it really is. Sometimes when you say to people, hey, why don't you sign up for the run, the race? Right. That's all they hear.
Mm-hmm.
And they automatically count themselves out. I can't run. I haven't done anything. I don't even walk a mile. I don't even walk 3 miles. But if you get past that, the mental block that we put up for ourselves sometimes, and view it as a community event, an opportunity for all of us to come together to remember the sacrifice of our fallen heroes and those who perished on that day and in the wars since, then you really can see, okay, I can do this. I can get out there. I can do anything if I put my mind to it.
Registration opens today, which is June 5th, which, by the way, is also National Running Day. So
there you go.
There's your little tie-in. And several local events, once again, in Philadelphia, Westchester, Pensauken, and, of course, Doylestown. And you can also check out the website, travismanion.org, to find a race and register. Dale, thank you so much for your service. It's a pleasure, and it's always good to talk with you. You're an easy conversation, so we appreciate that. Bill,
thank you,
good to see you as well.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.